Are you ready to rock? It's a special Guys Plus all rock and roll edition, and I sounded very good. Then now I got Chris's here. Chris's ow, right?
Yeah, you didn't really tell. You didn't say to me that we were going to be doing that whole thing, so I didn't really have something prepared for it.
You want to go? You didn't want to rock? Hello, Ohio is one of the things they'll say a lot of times.
Yeah. Okay. Let me think of one. Give it, ladies.
You know. Oh, I love ladies.
Yeah. Sometimes they only like, where's the ladies at? You know what I mean? And then they all cheer. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
It's always funny when that, because you know, in the late 90s and the early 2000s, your metal was like a different thing than it is now.
Yeah.
And there were women at the shows, but it was always so stark when they would be like Korn would be like, ladies,
and they're like, and fellas, and then it's like over. Yeah, it's like so loud.
I've been to so many shows where there just weren't enough ladies to do the ladies.
Yeah, you gotta sort of scan the crowd, I think, before, if you're a rocker and you want to do the ladies call, you gotta scan the crowd and make sure that you do have some ladies out there.
Well, first thing we're gonna do, and this is funny, as like sort of a thing, our Beatles Guys episode actually references this. It's
and
very
and that hasn't come out.
And it hasn't aired. It won't be coming out.
So like, you guys will not know what we're talking about. But when it does come up down the line, you'll say, "Oh yes, I know what you're talking about."
For sure, for sure. So
Brian, what is the? I sort of understand a little bit. Some people, I saw a tweet where I guess the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were released, or the long list, or whatever. So that's why we're doing this special episode.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I like it when the classic rock guys are mad. You know?
Yeah,
I think it's one of my favorite groups that gets mad.
I do like it. I was thinking about, you know who I love? And they got really mad recently, and it made me so happy. We haven't really covered them, but is Football Guys.
Yeah.
So that made me so... I used to be a huge NFL fan. I used to follow it, but I don't so much anymore. I'll watch a little bit, but I wasn't invested. But oh God, was I ever cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs just because I knew that it made all of the old football guys angry, you know? The fact that Taylor Swift's team won. So yeah, shout out Taylor Swift. Congratulations to Taylor and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs on making a bunch of very awful old men angry.
Well, as I said, we all know that Noland is 27 videos for, even though you would say that this is the biggest news in his world. This has to be bigger than the election, bigger than anything. Our nominees, I understand these are just the nominees. Okay, they're not all getting in, but we got to read them.
If any of them get in, though, he's going to be fucking livid. I feel like
there's a huge Chris.
There's a lot of people on this list. If you followed Nolan like us, you're going to know he is not going to be happy at all.
First, we got Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, that's fine, but he's probably okay with that. Although I don't really know. Is Noland religious?
Oh, he is religious, but I listened to him talk about how Black Sabbath were kind of not Satanist at one point. He's very religious. I listened to a whole video of him talking about how religious he is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I didn't see that video that you're talking about, which is kind of worries me too, that you're just watching videos of his, full videos of his on your own. But yeah, he strikes me as a religious guy, and that's the only thing I could think of where he might dislike Ozzy Osbourne. But then he also, I think he's a rock guy first. Like,
rock before God?
Rock before God, absolutely. We all are. So if he sees someone that rocks really hard and they happen to be a Satanist, I think he will be an apologist. You know, he'll sort of say, nah, I don't think that they're totally a Satanist.
He did. That's what he said. And Ozzy has said Ozzy's religious. All those guys are religious. They're not like satanic or anything. Mm-hmm. But listening to him, because it's on the video that me and you watched recently. On last week's Guys Plus.
Oh, so you're saying, so there was this is a video that I did. It wasn't a video you watched alone.
You didn't see the whole thing. You saw just when he got mad about communism. After he's mad about communism, he starts talking about Jesus, which Royce and Canadian Hitler were not thrilled. You could tell he wouldn't shut up about
Jesus. I mean, yeah, they clearly, as we discussed on the, I mean, they clearly were there to talk rock.
I know.
And that's what they would be expecting to talk about. And the further it goes further away from rock, they can just get, they just get more and more angry.
Dude, politics first, right? And then right into religion. The two things that, like, you would never talk about on a rock podcast, or like politics and religion, you talk about that on a politics podcast or a religion podcast. Most of the time, if you're doing something else, you kind of shy away from doing that. That's
those are the two big things that are so divisive and will upset a lot of your audience. You're right. Famously, there are things, even like Hollywood Handbook does the bit where they, we don't talk politics. No, we have no, you know, like, yeah, it's well known that that's not a good thing to talk about.
It's funny that that's what he chose to talk about. So anyway, Ozzy, the next one is A Tribe Called Quest.
Well, that's hip hop.
I don't think he's gonna like that.
I think he's gonna hate that. Who is it that he's talked about? Oh, I mean, Missy Elliott, I guess, is kind of like hip hop. But has he made reference to other specific hip hop bands that he doesn't like?
No, and I would really like to see him. He should do reaction videos, I think, to hip hop.
That would be very, very, very bad, and everybody would hate that. I think
not me. It would be like huge. That would be one where I set the push notifications to let me know when he reacts to A Tribe Called Quest.
So yeah, I wonder. I have this feeling like because Tribe Called Quest is really well respected musical,
for sure.
Yeah. You know, across all genres, they're sort of recognized as being extremely talented musicians and artists. I sort of feel like maybe Nolan might think they're good.
No, he hates hip hop, dude. He really, really, really hates it.
But I was gonna say that he he's gonna accept them coming into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I was just thinking he might say, hey, they're fine, they're good for what they do, you know, but it's just not rock.
He's not gonna listen to him, Chris.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to him either.
He won't give him a chance, you don't think?
Dude, last year when the nominee, I did the Classic Rock Guys with Chris Wade last year when this stuff got announced, and we're listening to him go over all of the nominees or inductees. I forget if we were doing inductees or nominees. And at one point he gets to Joy Division, and he's like, oh, I've never heard Joy Division, but I heard they were boring, so they shouldn't get in.
He's never heard Joy Division.
Yeah, like, but what he did hear was that they're boring.
I mean, they're a pretty famous band. And like, listen, if you're listening right now and you say, hey, I've never heard Joy Division, that's fine. But you're not like a rock guy. You're not like a music guy whose entire life is dedicated to music and rock and roll music. I mean, that's crazy to have never heard them before.
And then he said, I read up on them and they're boring. So he could have listened to them.
Yeah, man. What the fuck? You spend the time reading. Why not, instead of spending the time reading someone else's opinion, why don't you fucking listen and formulate your own?
It's the craziest thing. It's one of the craziest things Nolan's ever said in all the time. Because it's just like, you could play three Joy Division songs and the time it takes you to read the article about Joy Division that says they're boring. They're not even boring. They're good. Like, yeah, they're really good.
With music, yeah, being that, you know, some songs are really long, but for the most part, a song in music is very short. It doesn't take a lot of your time to listen to it. So you don't really have an excuse for not listening to something that you're commenting on.
The next one is where a guys is officially against this, and I understand everybody that they may deserve it, but we just learned last week that Dave Matthews Band has tons of chompers in the audience, and we can't put them in.
Bruisers as well. Somebody commented and said that they actually have a big bruiser issue. A lot of brosers out there, you know? So yeah, we hate Dave Matthews Band. They're also kind of a jam band. They have, you know, people who follow them all around. We hate them. We think they suck shit. We've never heard them. We've never heard their music.
Not really giving them a chance, really.
We've never listened to it, but we hate them and they should never get in.
Yeah. We were just looking. We hear that it's all chompers and guys that want to beat up hippies. It's like we can't induct them. No. Because then the chompers will start coming to fucking the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to see the induction, and
it'll be there. Yeah, it'll be a fucking terrible time. And as of right now, it's one of our last refuges. You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is one of the last places where guys like us can go and have a good time. And if they take over that, well, honestly, I tried to listen to Dave Matthews Band, but I couldn't fucking hear it because of so much chompers in my ears. Yeah. So I gave it a shot to try to listen to them, but they chompers wouldn't let
too,
me
too many fucking chompers. The next one's Foreigner, which okay, well, is wait. There you go.
Foreigner, is that, we discussed this right
on the Beatles Guys episode? We do, because our guest has a connection to Foreigner,
has a very close and strong connection to Foreigner, not like some like my blah blah blah, like very close one. It's Nate Roos from the band Fun, so he has a lot of connections to a lot of the stuff we're talking about.
He's married to one of the guys from Foreigner's daughters or something. Mick, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The guitarist from Foreigner. It's his father-in-law. But that one is, listen, this is long overdue, and this is one we know Noland wants them in. Oh,
more than anything. The next
this is he's gonna talk about that a lot, probably, if they don't get in. That's gonna be a focal point.
Well, this next one I'm very confused by. I don't know how me as a rock and roll guy, as a classic rock guy, should feel about this. I haven't been able to read enough opinion on it. But Cher is getting in there. And I'm like 50-50 on whether they're going to be mad about her or not. You know
what
I mean?
She's a woman.
They don't like that.
They don't love the fact that she's a woman. And she, you could argue some of her songs aren't rock as well. Certainly, like, you know, she got really into dance, you know, when in her later on in her career. Do you believe in life? You know, like, that's not a rock song by any means. So I would say that they're going to say she's talented. She's a great actor. They probably love her in that Mask movie or whatever.
Oh, I love that movie.
But you know what I mean? They probably all love that because it's like from their era when they were younger.
Yeah. Dolly Parton, though, they were mad at. I think Cher's going to get Dolly Partoned by these guys.
She's good and fine, but she doesn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're about to have a run of two here that we can put together. Sade and Eric B and Rakim. Now, we know they're not going to want them in. We just know it.
I mean, that's full on hip hop. And he's talked about like that is like early. I mean, they are innovators and legends and definitely deserve to be in a Hall of Fame, but is it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Have they ever played rock music? This is a big problem when Nolan always talks about how like they let somebody from The Source or whatever.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like,
he hates that.
He hates that, like how that. See, that's, I think that was the issue. That's why you have all these people getting nominated, in his opinion, is because you let these hip hop magazine people vote for it. So this is another indication that The Source and whatever the other ones are called, they have too much voting power.
Treating them, it's funny that they treat the guys from the hip hop magazine as like the strongest people on the thing, where they're like, oh, because this next one, we got Lenny Kravitz, which I saw a lot of people say shouldn't be in, but I'm like, this guy actually has huge hits.
Yeah, he has huge hits, and he's unquestionably rock music. I mean, this guy is, though.
That's always an issue with these guys.
They have an issue probably just with him being a black man, yes, but he is a rocker. I mean, like, full on fucking rocker, you know, fucking let his dick, is ripped a hole in his crotch, similar to you on the plane, and let his dick flop out.
He was hot on stage.
He was hot on stage, and he let his dick flop out. I mean, listen, I'm not a huge Lenny Kravitz fan. I was never buying his albums or anything like that.
Too much of him.
But when I was younger, man, he was like the fucking biggest at one point. Like he was like all of his songs were at the top of all the charts and like Much Music video dance part or video charts or whatever. So I don't know. I think this guy was a huge rock star and he probably deserves to be in.
It's funny. I saw a guy call him a one hit wonder. We might even read that comment, but it's like he's not a one hit. He has several hits.
Yeah, he has quite a bit. I mean, I get they're talking about I Want to Get Away. Fly Away or whatever, that's like the big hit,
yeah, right? Or Are You Gonna Go My Way, which I think is actually the biggest.
So like, then in that case there's no way he's a one hit wonder because those are both massive hits.
American Woman though, they say, but that's a cover and it's like so what
that was a massive hit as well. Yeah, he's he had some hits, no doubt about it.
Cool in the Gang.
Gosh, what? How many votes do these people at the source have with their hip hop votes, Brian? I feel like their voting power is so strong.
Huge voting block in there. They all get together and they say Mary J. Blige, which is the next one.
God, I think Cool in the Gang. Is it what it feels like is happening here is that all of our good voters, you know, the ones that like classic rock. They're all dying and or dead. And then I guess these young people, they like different kinds of music now. And so there's seems to be, I hate it.
Yeah. Hate it. Jane's Addiction probably should be. You know,
Jane's Addiction. And now who is in that band again?
Perry Farrell.
That's right. Dave
Navarro. Navarro would get into former guys episode. Navarro would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the first time. That'd be incredible. It'd be incredible to see him in there.
I mean, Jane's Addiction probably, and Jane's Addiction again. For me, they're like similar to Lenny Kravitz in that I was never a huge fan of them, but I recognized that they were a massive, massive influential rock band at one point.
Yeah, and this next one, I don't know what they're gonna say. Honestly, Sinead O'Connor. I mean, I say put her in. She's cool.
She's a legend. Yeah, she recently died, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think put her in.
I think probably Nolan's going to comment. Nolan's going to be like, this is a classic example of trying to put someone in just because they died. Now, I've got a lot of respect for her. Not the Pope comments. He's going to be didn't really like against it, or not the ripping of the Pope thing. But, you know, I just think that if she didn't deserve to get in last year, why does she deserve to get in this year? Just because she died. That's a no from me, Michael Noland.
You know, it will be. We're going to hear one hit wonder. That's all it. That's what they'll say. She's only got one hit. It's like, OK.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she deserves to be in, honestly, like she does. But I just don't know that she was ever like. And she's not exactly a rock act either, you know.
No, but I think they like. I
love her because I think that, you know, she stood up for what she believed in, and she was like incredibly brave to do something like that. Ruined her career, and she did it anyways because she believed in that, and that's something to admire. But I just don't know that on these. You know, for what they're for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't know that she fits there.
Yeah, I mean, like in my mind, it's like, yeah, she probably only has one hit because they sort of like she got blackballed.
Oh, absolutely.
As soon as that whole thing happened,
100%. Yeah, she would have been much bigger had that not happened. You know what's fucking sad to me is I just realized that like I'm like, oh, she doesn't really deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I was like saying that seriously. Like it's infected my brain now.
He's Nolan over. He's going Nolan. Oasis, which is probably a Chris band.
I mean, it was when I was younger. Most definitely. I loved Oasis. And my friend who died, he's right there. His image is right there on my he was a huge Oasis fan. And like at his funeral, they played Oasis. And like so it always had I have a soft spot for them. I think they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, even
if you're not a fan of theirs. I mean, they were absolutely the biggest band in the world, and they are a rock and roll band, and they deserve to be in there for sure.
Peter Frampton, fine, whatever. And now
Well, no, hang on though, Brian. You say that, but like you gloss over it. Do you not think that's one that Nolan's going to go wild?
He's going to lose his fucking mind.
He loves Frampton. He's like, what he could do with a guitar.
And the talk box.
Yeah, like, are you, it was like nothing you had heard before at the time. You had no idea what these guys were doing up there. And it was crazy and it was innovative and I loved it. And he deserves to be in.
And I'm sure what's going to happen is Eric B and Rakim are going to get in. Now, this last one says our big controversial one. Very excited to read it to you. Mariah Carey.
Oh.
She deserves to be in. She's got more hits than fucking like 90% of the people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she's making people very mad. She's not, they are not happy about this.
Well, the reason for that, Brian, is very simple. She is not a rock act. She does not play rock and roll music. She does not do what is stated in the title of the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think they should call it the Music Hall of Fame. I've been saying that, you know, for years now. So we went to the subreddit, R Classic Rock. See how people are handling this. Jokey the Jackman, 922.
Jokey the Jackman. That's Jackie the Joke Man, inverted there for all the stern heads.
Huge fan of this first part of this thing. Mariah Carey before Joe Walsh. Wow. Yeah, I know he was inducted with the Eagles, but he should be inducted as a solo artist.
Yeah, this is a huge thing. It's not enough for them. They need their favorites to be recognized in every iteration, you know? It's not enough that they're already in there with their band.
You shouldn't allow to be in there with two. I don't think you should be allowed. Just, you're in, man. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to be in twice. It's ridiculous.
You don't have to be, but I guess they're sort of, they recognize them as an artist, right? So it's like, obviously you put out music as the Eagles, and then he put out stuff entirely differently as himself. I mean, but yeah, I mean, again, who fucking cares?
I know.
But yeah, funny. He sucks too, Joe Walsh, in my opinion, except for that one. What's that one song that he
I don't had? Know. Is the Heat Is On Him?
No. He had this song. It's like, I drive my Chevy to run anytime.
Oh, God. I know that song.
Now I can't drive.
He doesn't deserve to be in my opinion, because that song sucks. The last sentence of this is, the James Gang belong in there as well. This Hall of Fame has always been a crock of shit. But I care about it so much.
Oh, yeah.
Music Lover 818. So this guy's probably an authority on this sort of thing.
He lives in California and he loves music. He
loves music. Fuck the organization that calls itself the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It holds no legitimacy. Now they're talking about the government.
And also, like, that's the truest thing that he said, but he's like saying it for like the wrong reason, but he's like, he's almost getting it, you know? Yes, it doesn't have any legitimacy. That's why this doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you're so mad. And like, there's more. It holds no legitimacy. It's strictly a money grab using the words Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We, the lifelong listeners of rock and roll, know who the real Hall of Famers are. Fuck this bullshit organization. So
that's interesting, because that's the first time I've sort of heard somebody say, because they obviously talk about, you know, we know who should be in and who shouldn't. Oh, yeah. This guy is basically saying, we know what the real Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. Has any real rock fan gone out and like tried to create an unofficial version of it where only real rock bands are put in? I mean, that's surprising if it hasn't happened.
This isn't technically there's no officialness to this, even. This is just some guys doing a thing, you know? Like, I know it's more official than like if somebody just was like, we're gonna do the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame or something like that. But what I'm saying is like the only reason this holds any legitimacy is because there's a building that you go in. So get a building.
But it has like media people voting on it and stuff, yeah. Right? So I mean, yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Yeah, why don't you create an alternative? All these guys complain so much. Create an alternative, the real Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Another expert I found is Rockman 1973.
Oh, the 73. The last time I truly felt alive.
His name's Rockman. I love the name so much.
Rockman 1973 just invokes such an old fucking stoner rock and roll type dude. I love it.
Some of the acts considered for the hall baffle me. Standards are far too low. Dilutes the honor of the ones who do get in.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
It dilutes the honor of the whole thing. This is an honorable organization. And for some reason, they're diluting it on purpose as a money grab. It's illegitimate.
It's a money grab. I mean, yeah, I don't know exactly how they're making money off of it, but I mean, they're probably right about that. I'm sure that they are trying to just make money here.
Here's an interesting part. T Joppy 73 says Mariah Carey rock.
Yeah, I don't think so, buddy.
He gets a reply. They use rock and roll in the loosest sense. Popular music that young people like and their parents don't, which, by the way, people's parents like Mariah Carey. I mean,
yeah, buddy, she's not even making new music. Like, the acting like, you know, this new stuff that all the kids like Mariah Carey. No, the mums and dads like Mariah Carey. Their kids like different music that you haven't even heard of.
And then he goes, exactly. They're not inducting Barbara Streisand, even though she's as successful as the other inductees. Also, any genre that has branched out from rock and R&B is eligible. They just need a simpler name, which people get too fixated on. So they change it to the Music Hall of Fame.
Please. Just change it to the Music Hall of Fame. What would happen to these guys if they did that?
They'd evaporate.
Yeah, like
I've lost meaning.
Yeah, what would Michael Nolan do if they change it to the Music Hall of Fame?
He talks about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame roughly every 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So
about once a month. Okay. Yeah.
He would need to come up with another thing once, but he'll just rank Led Zeppelin albums again. That's what he's been doing lately.
He could also complain about it switching. Like, I think some of them will complain about it switching to the Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, we need a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame specific, you know?
This last guy goes, I bet Babs could donate her way in if she wanted to.
Oh, yeah. She could probably pay her way in. That's how they all get in anyways. And Lord knows she's got enough money.
So what we're going to do now for a second before we go back to the rockers talking is Michael did a video a year ago called Why 60s and 70s Music is Outselling Current Music and What to Do About It. So
wait, what?
We actually talk about this on the Beatles episode about how there's more people that are buying that. But yeah, why new music is why old music is outselling current music, and
but
how
it's not, but it, but it, oh, like just the old album sales,
which people don't do anymore. There's probably some formula to get Spotify and Apple Music and stuff in there, but
it's outselling or was outselling, because the way it's phrased sort of makes it seem like right now more people are buying music from the 60s and 70s than they are buying current music. But that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, no. Here, let's check in and let's see what he has to say.
Hey, everybody. Just kind of tucking things away. This is actually the second video that I've shot today. It is the first time I've shot more than one video at a time on the channel. Now, as I said in my last video, this is
it's kind of tough work, man. Two in a row.
He's got his YouTube studio up behind him.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So I know this as a YouTube person that he has his studio up right there. So it has all of his, if you could zoom in on that, which we can't, but if you could, you'd be able to see like how his videos are performing and stuff like that comparatively.
213. Right there. So
does that say 213? That's that number up there is views this week.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
Kind of part B to my last video, but not really. You can watch either one of these in its entirety,
Michael.
And it is pretty much self-contained.
Never noticed he has one of his ears pierced.
A little bit about when an artist needs to shut up. And
you know, you see it? He's got one ear pierced. Hopefully it's not the gay one, you know.
It's not.
You sure?
Yeah, because I remember when I was younger, left is right, right is wrong.
Yeah.
That was never right, remember. As the gay one. And so when I was younger, I was taught this was I lived in a less progressive time. I was taught that the gay one was the wrong one and you shouldn't have it pierced. You should have the left one pierced.
You think you went to the piercing place and said, please put it in the not gay ear?
Yeah, I don't need anybody thinking that I am a gay guy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, make sure you put it in the straight ear for me, please.
And I guess my answer in that video is pretty much all the time. But, you know, today I wanted to discuss something that has come up quite a bit, and it is a popular subject here on YouTube.
It is.
That is, why in the hell is 60s and 70s music outselling music freshly presented today? Now, like
freshly
I said,
presented,
kind
of yeah, it's fresh. Let's pop back real quick. And More Than a Feeling, 1976 says, the Rock Hall hasn't been dedicated to rock music in a long time. It's basically the Music Hall of Fame for all intents and purposes. Marco Polio 8 says, the museum's explanation for rap artists was rap was a derivative of rock. By that logic, put many of the first generation of rock in the Jazz Hall of Fame.
Oh, I love doing that. Oh, you want to play that game? Oh, if you
love it,
play that game, then we'll throw some of our guys in some of your Hall of Fame. We'll see how you like it.
That's the best. That's like my favorite argument now. Hey, if you want to fucking take our guys, we'll put your guys, you know, Country Music Hall of Fame. How about we put Iron Maiden in there?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Willie Nelson. Wait, he is country.
Hot topic on YouTube right now. But you know, to me, it seems like a lot of the channels that are discussing this either spend the bulk of their video talking about the glory days and how the newer generation of artists just don't have it.
That's what you do.
That's his thing.
That's the whole fucking thing that you do.
That is the least amount of self-awareness anybody we've ever covered has ever had.
Spend way too much time on a particular album or a band, and how all new bands should approach their music like they did as a possible answer to the problem.
Yeah,
give me a break. I haven't got time for that kind of thought process. That's not even looking at the problem in a realistic way. But how does all of this tie in to artists of today, whether they're rappers, country stars, or rock bands? Well, if you just look at the ebb and flow of the music industry today, pretty much what you see is an artist releasing an album that may have been nurtured for years before it finally comes out. It sells well, and they spend the next 4 years touring to support that
album. Okay.
Around the fourth year, they take 6 months off, start writing songs. They spend another year recording the album and release
not enough songs. This is the most old man thing he's ever said, because bands release more music now than they ever fucking did. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They release singles and shit all the time. They like these bands will release like an EP on Spotify every 6 months or something like that. It's so
much. He's talking about like massive bands nowadays, like a very specific type of band or something. I don't know. Yeah, they also, by the way, on the YouTube studio, that's his amount of subscribers that we're looking at.
He has like 32,000 subscribers,
so that's weird. And did he get a huge, because this is a 1 year old video, did his subscribers go up massively in the last year?
Probably our fault, actually. Marco Polio says the music's so he goes, John Coltrane influenced greats such as Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, Santana, and Allman Brothers. Chrome Destiny replies and says, I love this. This is so good. This is such these guys treating it like the government. Chris, you're gonna love this. A lot of internal stuff about the hall leaked a few years back. A lot of newer people who have come into the organization want people inducted that will bring in tourists. They read some note. They found some top secret documents.
Well, yeah, I remember on the QAnon forum was talking about it for a while. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame leaks, where there was a lot of the new blood was like, we got to get them tourists in here. You know, I mean, come on, man. It's like That's like the whole thing. It's always been the thing for
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only reason you do it. Braze It All says Lenny Kravitz doesn't belong there either. A one-hit wonder, if you include the cover song. He looks the part, and that's about it. Meanwhile, the Guess Who will never be nominated.
Well, I think the Guess Who should be nominated, but I don't know why you got to throw Lenny under the bus for that.
What did Lenny do?
I mean, yeah, we already went over the fact that he has more than one hit. I mean, it does feel a little bit political, not in the way they're saying, but it does feel like, you know, a little bit like somebody in the Guess Who, like,
probably said something shitty.
Yeah, said something shitty about it, because there are some bands where you're like, yeah, how was the Guess Who not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. That's fucking ridiculous.
As a Winnipegger, I do feel the Guess Who snub, LOL. I think they'll eventually be nominated, though. Braze It All replies and says, it'll never happen. They actually had rock hits. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame hates acts with hits, unless they are really rock acts.
What are you talking about? That's not true. I mean, all the big bands of the Rolling Stone, like, you know, these bands are in there, right?
This is a guy that is so pissed that he can't even, like, think straight. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's totally lost it, yeah.
He's so mad at the fact, and he also says, I also think Bachman Turner Overdrive should be in there.
I agree. I mean,
we do like DZB often. Braze It All says, have a listen to Spotify BTO list. Pretty long and astounding. Looking out for number one is such a guitar nerd's joy. So we got a guitar guy in there, too. That's a girl. Ha ha. I know that song from Canada Radio growing up.
Canada Radio? I never listened to Canada Radio.
I just don't think they had long enough career or quite enough influence for the Hall of Fame. Close, but no cigar. Guess Who, on the other hand, should be. So this guy's like, your band, no. I mean, here, Bob and Turner Overdrive, no, they shouldn't be in. But my band, we're going to go back to my band.
Where I mentioned, watching. Though, yeah, I would say they're definitely someone who should be in.
It's not even an argument. The other guy agrees with him.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to one of the bands that someone else was talking about, me and the Guess Who, and yeah, they should be in.
He goes, Steve Tell. We do have somebody on our side here, Chris. Steve Tell says, I'm not the world's biggest Lenny fan, but we'll have to agree to disagree here. Dude had a lot of hits.
Thank you.
Agreed. Fly Away again. Are You Gonna Go My Way? Let Love Rule. I forgot about Let Love Rule.
Yeah, I mean, this guy had some hits. I mean, to call him a one-hit wonder is disingenuous. You're losing your argument there, you know?
Well, this guy, I don't know what this means, but it is about Lenny Kravitz, and we're just going to read it and try to figure it out, Chris. Okay. 60 and Waiting is his name. Well, last year they put old fake boobs Parton in, so why not another pair?
Okay, hang on. Hang on. He's not, Lenny doesn't have a big set of titties on him. Like, he's pretty built, so he's got like, you know, he's got pectorals or whatever, but not enough that you would call them like a set. I guess, is he talking about his balls?
Balls
came out, right? Like, his dick and balls came out. Like, is he making reference to that?
I like old fake boobs Parton.
Well, that is a stinging nickname to get. I mean, that cuts you to the core, old fake boobs Parton. Yeah, what could another pair?
It could be Eric B and Rakim, and I just cut that part out of the conversation because that's a pair. That's two guys.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I don't know. Yeah, that's really tough to know what he could be. I'm not sure he, yeah, that's, let us know what you, if you do have an idea, please. Help us out with that one.
Barbie Danger says, LOL Mariah Carey, responded by Chrome Destiny. She sings like a human dog whistle, sampled Genius of Love and drained it of all its fun, and is one of the worst, most overplayed Christmas songs of all time. Nothing rocks harder.
Okay, well, that All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yeah.
Definitely overplayed, but it was a good Christmas song. I'll say, in my opinion, it was good because it was like you only heard the same Christmas songs over and over again, and it was like the first kind of new one that broke that and became like a regular play. Then it got overplayed and it sucked.
But yeah, now it's Puppies Are Forever, Not Just for Christmas. Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know that one.
Oh, God. You got a kid coming. You're going to learn them all. Now, this guy is our he's on our team, Chris. Tommy John Paul Jones, which is
funny.
But yeah. Here comes the annual gatekeeping by balding white dudes who say only groups of 3 to 6 men from America or Europe who play guitars, drums, and piano constitute, quote, rock and roll.
Ooh, got him. I mean, listen, does anyone reply to that or do they all just fucking leave? Because that pretty much lays them all out. Every single person on this forum, that is them.
Well, this guy replied, we got a balding white guy replying, and of course his first line is, this has nothing to do with race. They always start that way. That's always the Mariah ain't rock and roll. People who want actual rock acts to get in the Hall of Fame, if they want to add any musician to the hall, then they should call it the popular music Hall of Fame.
Oh no, this guy's even saying like, no, it shouldn't even be the music Hall of Fame because it's just based on what's popular and you have to okay.
Who was the last, Tommy John Paul says, who was the last black artist inducted that you felt was worthy? Not early influencers, somebody on the main ballot.
Okay, this is an interesting question. And this, I feel like Tommy John Paul Jones here might be on to something.
he's going to get banned, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's already banned.
Black artists closest to rock that were inducted recently, maybe Billy Preston and Tina Turner. There are plenty of black artists that pioneered rock in the hall, such as Little Richard, Chuck Berry, and Fats Domino. But in recent years, not as much. In recent years, as well as black non-rock artists, such as Biggie, Tupac, Lionel Richie. Why did Lionel Richie get in there? What did fucking Lionel Richie do? He's not a rapper.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's...
He danced on the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he was kind of dance music, but he was kind of rock-ish.
These are, and Lionel Richie, Run DMC, and NWA. These are legendary artists, but again, they're not rock. That's why they should just change the hall to music in general and make an entire new one dedicated to all genres, because there are legendary artists of other genres, such as soul, jazz, hip-hop, funk, country, etc., that are already in, and as well, ones that have yet to be inducted that should be recognized.
Okay, so short answer on that is, he said modern people, and you could not give any?
Yeah, couldn't think of a single black person. He
Tina Turner, did he say, maybe?
He did say Tina Turner, but he can't think of one in the past few years.
No, he can't think of any. So it's like, it's almost saying like, well, it seems as if you are absolutely correct, but let me talk about a bunch of other stuff in my reply to try to distract from that.
Let's check in with Michael.
Cool. Just continues, doesn't it? Now, artists will tell you, well, we have to do that. That's where we make our money.
That's a good
point. There's so little money being made in the actual unit sales of our albums. The only way for us to get a leg up
is to
tour and to tour incessantly. But in the meantime, sales in the music industry continue to sag. Now, I said in this video, I would offer some solutions. So here's solution number one. Okay. And that is, first of all, there has got to be a re-looking into on what an artist makes on their individual albums. And money.
Okay, they're not ever, well, they're not going to do a re-looking into.
It's not about it's about album sales, man.
Yeah.
The way people listen to stuff, and it's different now. It's changed, man.
Let's check in with the Metallica subreddit, who please God let Metallica do a Super Bowl halftime show, which is a very famous rock thing that we like to get into.
How long have they been asking for that?
Fucking as long as I can remember. I've searched posts in like 2016 where they were talking about Metallica should do the halftime show. So much so that Metallica did a concert the night before the Super Bowl in a city, and they put a sign that says "Too heavy for halftime." And Metallica's James Hetfield said, "I can't dance." He sounds like this is very Noland-like. I can't dance. I can't jump around. I'm not an acrobat. I'm not a variety show. You know, we're artists. We're a band. We love playing songs. We're not going to fly through the air on a sparkly star with a unicorn. It becomes less about music, unfortunately, and more about just the spectacle.
Yeah, it's a fucking Super Bowl.
When we played for the 50th anniversary of the NFL right here in our hometown and they didn't have us do it, that would have been the time. Maybe that time has passed. So that is their reasoning. But let's look and see what their fans think about it. North Ring 8389 says, why would you want this? So they can lip sync 1 minute or so of Puppet Sandman and Nothing Else Matters with hundreds of extras running around a stage. I'd rather them do a small club / theater tour than a huge corporate production.
Okay. Yeah.
Total misunderstanding of what Metallica is now.
Yeah. I think they're pretty corporate. They're like the drummer is like the guy who stopped people from being able to get free music for like a long time, you know?
Yeah. Pony Launcher says, you know, it would suck to Metallica fans, right? Any artist I've ever liked that did a halftime show I thought was shitty. LOL. Phantom JB93 says Metallica fans will be pissed that the songs are shortened / clipped and they just played Enter Sandman and none of the deep cuts. And non-Metallica fans will be pissed that they're watching Metallica. Would just be a lose-lose for everybody.
You know what'd be sick? I just thought of, imagine Fish plays the Super Bowl halftime show and they have to just do shortened versions of their jams.
They just go out on stage and they're like, let's get right to the jam. And they just start doing the jam.
And they just do that for a little while.
And then I was watching the halftime show and it was loud in there. Like the people were cheering. There was like a lot of chomping going on.
Who played the halftime show?
Usher was on it and people were chomping like crazy during the thing. If you listen to it, you're like, you get mad. You're like, what are you doing to Usher here?
Can I say is that I've never been to the Super Bowl, so I've never seen a Super Bowl halftime show, but I've been to the Grey Cup. That's the Canadian version of the Super Bowl
for Canada. Yeah,
I've been there twice to two different Grey Cups that were in Vancouver, and so I saw two pretty big acts at the halftime show. So the first one I saw was Black Eyed Peas. Ooh. They did the first one. And then the second one was Nickelback. I saw those two live. And the Black Eyed Peas, the sound was, it was at BC Place. And it was before they did the renovations to it. And it was like the worst sound that I've ever heard from a musical act ever in my entire life. Like, you could not hear what they were saying. It was just so flooded out with like bass. It was all so low. There was like a hum to it. It was fucking like people were like, oh, what the fuck? But Nickelback, I hate Nickelback, but they rocked it, man. They rocked it. Like the sound in there was good and everything, and people were into it. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael here. Let's see what Michael's up to now.
He's accrued by the songwriters need to be bumped up too. Second of all, fire every damn A&R man or woman you have in your company. And while you're at it, fire their assistants too. They'll rise to the top and pretty soon see themselves as the new meat on the market. And then
I had no idea what he just said there. He said, fire all the A&R guys.
What's A&R?
They're the guys that go to concerts and like sign people and shit like that. You know, like they go, they see a band and they're like, hey, we should sign these guys, or they're not like quite ready, you know.
Okay.
They're the ones that find the music. And
but if you fire them, they'll find their way to the top of the meat.
Their assistants will, for sure. You fire all their assistants and then the cream will rise to the top, Chris.
Okay.
No clue what that was.
I mean, this seems like, it's almost like this guy doesn't have any idea how business works at all.
It's funny because we listened to him talk about communism and now he's like, hey, you know, we need to relook in how these corporations are paying these musicians. And it's like, well, I mean, you know, they're not going to like stop. It's a profit thing.
This is the system that you love.
As the head of your own record company, find somebody who's new and young in your company and send them out to the garages in suburbia. And then tell them, you're not necessarily interested in the sound that is selling today as much as you're looking for a brand new and original act with their
youth. So just find someone who's young in the organization. And by the way, he's got little like titles in the video that you guys don't see. So when he said, give that, tell that person to go out to garages and find, it said, for the love of God, don't give them a title. So he's basically saying, like, take advantage of somebody. Don't like pay them or give them a job for what they're doing, but just have some young person in there and just send them out to go do the busy work without
have
a
them
title.
Have them drive around suburban communities, seeing if people are playing guitar in their garage.
Yeah, and that, and what he's they're looking for is the next new sound, not like okay.
And but how do you find people jamming in their garage? Like, that is what he's saying. We're looking for young people jamming in their garage to do stuff. And there are bands doing like new stuff. You know, you can find them like completely new stuff, not like Greta Van Fleet. Like, I always get their name wrong. 100 Gex. That's different, you know?
You don't think you'd find them in a garage, though?
No, I mean, you're not going to find anybody in a garage. You have to see them live. But, like, you can't just go to people's houses. That's weird anyway. Hey, I noticed there's some young people here. Do any of them play any instruments?
Well, that would be weird for you to say, Brian, because you and I, like, we're kind of older. But what if we got one of the younger people in our organization to go to the house?
Yeah, get my daughter to go to the house and say, hey, I've noticed that you play music in here. Can I watch you for a minute and find out how good? It's the worst solution.
An exuberance empowered by your authority. You just might be surprised about the bands that now come across your desk for consideration. Now, my next solution is kind of tied in with the problem of this incessant touring. What we see now is bands touring and then waiting for a month and then retouring. And of course, they give their reasons for retouring so that those who didn't get to see us the first time will finally get a chance to see us. We're good people, after all. We want to be there for our fans. What a load of BS. Don't believe it for a
like, they have to make a living. Like, who is he talking about here? Do you know how hard it is to make a living as a fucking music act nowadays?
With all the touring, I mean, you're making it's all money. It's like it rains money when you tour, and then you just got to keep doing it. But don't listen to that B crap. He said, don't listen to that B. The bands are saying they need to make money. It's just people like him. He definitely doesn't think this way. But bands are an organization, and if they're touring arenas, that's a lot of fucking money. It costs so much money to tour when you're doing like arenas or stadiums. I mean, it's like six figures just to rent the arena, you know?
But we've discussed this before too. We did have it. They are making money. They are making money, no doubt about it. But like, yeah, that it's tough to say because like, who is he talking about here? He's not different. He's not like making a, like there's some bands. This is true for some of it. It's, you know what I mean? It completely depends on the level you're at, what you're doing. He's just talking about it like this blanket statement for musical acts. What are you talking about?
We know he's always talking about legacy acts. He's never talking about like a new act.
No, but he is. I mean, this video specifically is like about new musicians. So like at what level, Michael? What do you mean? Like, who are you referring to? Give us some examples, please.
See, the problem with this is they wind up touring in about three or four waves at a time. And the fans that paid to see him during that first wave, their true fans, are the ones who start to lose interest. While they continue to
their true fans like me start to lose interest. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Fans may even discover a new artist that has come up with something similar yet different. And this current 3.5 to 5 year waiting period in between albums is absolutely killing the music industry. Now, I understand the world has changed since the 60s and 70s.
No, you don't. Do you understand that?
Than it was maybe.
I'm going to disagree. He does not understand that. Oh. Here's this person says, Usher did very well. You're allowed to like other music. Responded by this. I was a teen when Usher was popular. Those were the party songs. Replies, yeah, what a song that'll last the end of a time, huh? Like he's saying, like, yeah, isn't like a huge song. And the guy replies and goes, honestly, it probably will. And then a reply says, there's just a lot of sad shits with a blinded perspective because they're butthurt. They've never had a girl grind on their dick on a dance floor.
Sorry. Okay, hang on a second. Let me get the go back to the start of this.
So they're talking about Usher and the song
of course I know it. Yeah, huge hit.
And one guy says derisively says, yeah, what a song that'll last until the end of the time, huh? Which, by the way, it is a very old song. It is like such an old song that it's almost classic. It's like it's classic rock. That song. Yeah,
it's old and it has stood the test. If people still know it now, it's extremely catchy.
My daughter knows the fucking song.
Yeah, it's like still in the, and it probably will continue on for a very long time, I would imagine. It was like, yeah, it's one of those songs that I don't think is going to fade away, really.
No, but it's funny that he's derisive on it because it's rap, and rap can't be, rap to them is disposable. All the time, like if a song like Straight Out of Compton, that's just disposable. Nobody likes that anymore. It's like that's not true.
It's a fad to them because they really want to believe, Brian, that like hip hop is this fad and it's going to get back to the true music of rock and roll being the most popular soon. You know, that's what they believe.
Well, yeah, and so the next person goes, honestly, it probably will last to the end of time.
Yeah.
And now this guy says, there's just a lot of sad shits with a blinded perspective because they're butthurt. They've never had a girl grind on their dick on a dance floor. So
who's he making fun of there?
The guys that are mad about Usher, I think.
He's saying, yeah, they're mad because they never experienced getting a girl grinding on you to the song. Yeah. On the dance floor.
I never liked that grinding back when I would go to like a club. I was always like hiding.
Like, why? How come?
I didn't want to get a hard on. Also, why I don't get massages.
Huh.
I don't want to fart or get a boner. So I'll never get a massage. Because I heard you fart and get boners when you do it.
I mean, you can go to a massage place where it's okay if you do that.
No, it's never okay to fart or get a boner anywhere.
No. I think there are some where you can get a boner.
But you know, those are illegal. My wife was like, we should get a couples massage. I'm like, I don't want to be in there farting and getting a boner and stuff like that.
How often do you fart?
I mean, I hear that it relaxes you so much that you cut huge farts.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I don't know that for a fact because I'll never do it because I'd be embarrassed if like I'm laying on my stomach and somebody's like working on me or whatever and I cut a fucking really loud, long fart. That would be bad for the person. They don't deserve that. I would be embarrassed because of how long my farts are sometimes. Cause sometimes I'll have like a 15, 20 second fart. You know,
I just realized, I guess, that I've never had a massage either. Not because of that reason. I just have never done it.
Yeah,
like I've been massaged by like a partner, my legs or my back or whatever. But I've never had like an official one, you know, where somebody does like a deep tissue massage or whatever. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I would fucking fart myself. Who knows?
That's what they say. They say you get real relaxed and you cut these fucking nasty gassers. And then also your dick gets hard. And it's just I can't. And then they're like, turn over. And your dick's hard and you just got done farting in a guy's face. It's like, forget about it. Baja Scout says Limp Bizkit is the most metal you might see in a Super Bowl halftime show. Excuse me. That would rule. One, two. I think you're living in like a different time. I don't think Limp Bizkit's going to get a halftime show. That's just my
thing. You don't think Monkey, what's that guy's name? Corn? Is that Corn?
Yeah, Corn. Corn has got Monkey, Brian Head Welch.
His name is Monkey?
M-U-N-K-Y. Really, James James Monkey Schaefer is the full.
So name. You don't, but you, yeah, Limp Bizkit. That's Durst, right?
That's Durst. That's Durst.
It's Robert Durst. Durst and
Fred the Durst. Crew.
And so they, you don't think, yeah, I guess they probably their time would have been 10, 15 years ago if they were going to get it.
If they get a revival, it might be possible. I just can't.
Yeah, because they've done that before, right? Yeah, where they have like old, they had like, was that the Super Bowl halftime show last year with Dr. Dre and Eminem?
Yeah. If they did a new metal halftime show, I'd piss my pants. I would actually go to the Super Bowl to see that. F. Matthew says, or first of all, Gazetter Gazer says, the halftime show always sucks. They should not ever play that. It's for dummies. And then our final Metallica Super Bowl thing is, no way, man. As people have stated here, James and the boys would not go against what they stand for, which is playing, singing, and doing their thing live. Super Bowl would have to be pre-recorded. The entire thing, that alone is a deal breaker for everyone involved.
Wait, what? So, oh, like, they pre-record the song and then they lip sync it or whatever?
Backing track. But actually, somebody said it in another thing, and I don't have it, but you could hear Usher sort of gasp for air a couple times, like, unless they added that as like a gimmick. But Alicia Keys was in it and she had a really tough like first note that people pointed out. So like, I think they sing.
Yeah, I would imagine probably some people do, but I don't know, who knows.
And Metallica, I don't even know what a Metallica halftime show would look like. You know, I think that they could, and I think that they're the type of band that would get a halftime show for sure. If we're thinking of a rock bands, and like we really look at who is around and what's going on, you're looking at Metallica. There's nobody else on
there. Yeah, Metallica is like massively famous to a level where they could justify it. Definitely.
Which is funny because of the way they're talking about Metallica. Right. He goes, I don't think that would appeal to people if they did, though. Far from that. If anything, Prince was way past his prime when he did it. But that doesn't matter at all when you've reached legend status. This line's going to make people fucking want to drive off the street, Chris. Metallica is probably bigger now than Prince was then in terms of sheer influence. The Super Bowl is also watched by. I'm not going to say that Metallica has ever been bigger than Prince or ever will be bigger than Prince.
I don't think that's true. But who knows? I mean, they're both massively famous acts. But yeah, I don't know that there's any need to really compare them.
I like it, though. I like comparing. Prince is one of the biggest artists of all time, like for real. And the guy goes, the Super Bowl is also watched by all ages and generations. I think they'd appeal to a large enough demographic. Yeah. Right.
Demographic.
Right at the end. I don't think it's ever happening, though. Let's see one more Mike's thing and then we'll get out of here.
Be back then. So one or two waves of a tour to me would be fine.
Okay.
But we've got to get to a point where our artists are producing new content and great content on a basis that's closer to every two and a half years, a brand new album. So that means less touring, doesn't it? And it also means more time writing. Now, to all you bands out there that are touring incessantly, not spending a whole lot of time writing, here's my advice to you. Get out of the business. You're not helping one damn bit. Most of us as fans follow artists that give us something on a semi-regular basis. And on your third wave of touring, really, you're just servicing fans who want the bragging rights to actually claim that they've seen you.
So what he's saying is bands who are able to tour three times over on one album and have such a large fan base that they can continue to sell shows should get out of the damn industry now.
Yeah, we don't need you. We don't need you. So
we don't need you.
We'll be back with episodes, what was it, 5 and 6 of Reacher Roundtable.
I mean, tough to say. I've seen the whole series now.
Episodes 5 and 6 I almost said five and sex. Like, that was so fucking close. It was like, it was inches. I caught myself. Episodes 5 and 6 next week of Reacher Roundtable. This Sunday, if you're listening to this Friday or Saturday, on the stream, Tom broke his dick in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people sent that over.
You'll see us discover 1 hour after they post it. You will hear us discover Tom broke his dick on the Game Show Guys episode. You will get to hear a discovery because we opened up YouTube. It's so funny. I opened up YouTube to listen to Ken Jennings' voice because people were calling it squeaky. By the way, not squeaky. And the first thing that came up was Tom broke his dick in Jamaica. And I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to us. So this Friday or this Sunday, Tom broke his dick in Jamaica. Hopefully Michael gets a fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame video out soon and, have a rocking day. Really just have a rocking day, maybe a rocking week, you know,
and make sure, hey, who enjoyed the episode first? I want to hear from the ladies.
Ow! Crickets. Rock and roll. We'll do more of these. I think we should, like, when one of our types of guys are in the news, we should just say, fuck it, let's do a whole episode on those guys. And I have Lego stuff that you'll never believe. Chris sent me this Lego guy. Ugh, it's the funniest thing I've ever read. The one that Lego blocked him.
Oh yeah. yeah somebody sent that to me. I'll have to give full credit. Someone emailed that to me or on Twitter. Yeah, somebody who complained so much to Lego that they blocked him and stopped him from being able to complain anymore.
Could you imagine? All right, we'll see y'all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh wait, we got to tell them what's coming on Guys Roller Coaster Guys.
Well, it already came out.
No. Yep. It comes out.
Yes, it did. It did.
It came out today. Okay. Well, next week is Sword Guys. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.